Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuban education is currently among the sectors most affected by the blockade imposed by the United States for more than six decades. The impossibility of accessing the market of that power in other Latin American and Caribbean countries dominated by U.S. companies and firms makes it difficult to obtain the basic study materials, furniture, and equipment essential to carry out the educational teaching process with higher quality. These provisions limit academic exchange and make it impossible for Cuban professors and specialists to participate in numerous virtual events. Likewise, it is impossible to purchase accessories such as electric wheelchairs for children with physical and motor disabilities who, due to their underlying pathologies, cannot use conventional ones, according to the report recently presented by Cuba to the United Nations General Assembly on the need to put an end to Washington's hostile policy. Due to the extraterritoriality of this siege, for example, in July 2021, the British company Gecko Arts and Media, a regular supplier of school material for Cuban entities linked to a special education, decided to withdraw the guarantees for trade with Cuba. Solidarity organizations based in the United States have sent to Cuba a donation worth over $70,000 to support the recovery of the western province of Pinar del Rio hit by Hurricane Ian. The batch, which includes medicines, 200 sacks of milk, 90 boxes of surgical gloves, and 77 boxes of pasta, arrived in Havana from representatives of the Bridges of Love Project headed by Cuban-American Carlos Lasso and U.S. citizen Medea Benjamin, leader of the Code Pink organization, accompanied by other solidarity groups. The 19th International Seminar in Canadian Studies will take place for 2 days at the University of Havana's Convention Center with a focus on collaboration projects between the two countries. The meeting resumes its annual character after a pause due to the COVID-19 pandemic and will focus on strategic relations for the development between Cuba and Canada, although there will also be historical, economic, and diplomatic conferences. The Vietnamese city Da Nang wishes to cooperate with Cuba in healthcare, science, education, sports, culture, information technology, and clean agriculture, said the Deputy Secretary of the Communist Party Committee and Chairman of the City's People Council, Luong Nguyen Minh Triet. The city also aims to boost people-to-people exchanges with the island to improve mutual understanding, Minh Triet added when receiving a delegation of the National Assembly of People's Power on a working visit to Vietnam led by its secretary, Homero Acosta Alvarez. The Spanish Agency for International Development Cooperation announced a shipment to Cuba of a humanitarian shipment. In a statement, the agency indicated that last Saturday, a humanitarian shipment left Cuba by sea from its warehouse in Panama. These are essential goods intended for the populations most affected by the passage of Hurricane Ian through the Caribbean island. He pointed out that the amount of the items sent is valued at about 100,000 euros. The agency explained that this new contribution complements the call of the International Federation of the Red Cross and the Red Crescent in the first moments of the emergency after the passage of the hurricane. The source pointed out that the shipment is part of the Team Europe operations, the European Union initiative that facilitates the transport of humanitarian goods in order to improve the arrival and impact of aid at its destination. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.